The goal of every call is to provide resolution to the caller. To meet this goal, our customer service reps will take steps to de-escalate the caller and lead the call toward a resolution. This means gathering all necessary information, using those details to offer the next best steps based on our existing policies, and finally, our customer service reps take responsibility for carrying out that resolution wherever possible. All of the resolution in the world is worthless if the customer doesn't feel valued and heard. As customer service reps, you can give the customer the interaction they expect by cultivating the following skills. Project the impression of welcoming every caller and wanting to help to the best of your ability, no matter if this is the first call of your day or the last call of your day. Customer service reps should accept responsibility for finding a resolution, no matter who caused the issue. Most importantly, we should focus solely on the current caller, not the clock. Customers can hear when we are distracted. In this module, learners will be introduced to two topics: questioning techniques and complaint management. The included questioning techniques will enable learners to utilize strategies to make calls flow more efficiently. We will introduce the steps involved in de-escalating upset callers and how to employ these complaint management techniques to help make complaint calls reach a resolution more smoothly. There are three questioning techniques we will discuss in this module: the funnel, clarifying questions and flowing with the answer, and finally, using your voice to ask questions. The funnel is a questioning technique that allows you to ask progressively more specific questions to get to the necessary details. We start our funnel by asking an open-ended question such as, "How can I help you today?" Open-ended questions are broad and allow for a free-form answer. This allows you to open the conversation to information from the caller. We will follow up on the customer's initial answer with probing questions. Probing questions are questions that attempt to identify specific details. Asking probing questions helps you to gather more specific information before offering a resolution. For example, if a customer tells you they need to reschedule because they are going out of town, a good probing question would be, "I am happy to help you with that. Do you know when you will be back from your trip?" Finally, you will use closed questions to directly comment on or confirm the information gathered in the previous questions. For example, if the previous customer tells you that they will be back on 11/24, you may respond with, "All right, Mr. Thompson, I do see that we have Monday, November 28th available. Will that date be okay with you?" The second questioning technique that every CSR should have in their toolbox is the clarifying question. We use clarifying questions to clear up the answers provided in our initial open or probing questions. These questions provide the nuts and bolts of the customer's situation so you can decide whether you need to ask more questions or whether you are ready to offer a resolution. Clarifying questions also give conversation a more natural flow and signal to the caller that you are listening to what they are saying. These questions allow you to restate the facts and drill down for details that can help servicers and our company provide a resolution. For example, customer Mr. Johnson says, "The oven door is cracked." As a CSR, you may ask, "I am so sorry for this situation, Mr. Johnson. Can you describe the location and severity of the crack for me?" Mr. Johnson may respond with, "The crack is on the left side of the door, and it is 4 inches long. It looks as though something sharp smashed into it." Finally, you can use your voice to ask a question. In English, statements generally have a flat intonation. Questions are generally higher in pitch and tone at the end. This is a change in intonation that our customer unconsciously expects when a question is being asked. Your customer will better understand what you are asking if you use the correct intonation. For example, "We can reschedule you for Saturday," versus, "We can reschedule you for Saturday." While you are using these questioning techniques, it is important to control the silences on the call. Awkward breaks or pauses can lead to poor call flow as the customer isn't sure what is going on or if they have been forgotten. Use the hold procedure when you know you need time to read notes or complete a task. Try to avoid silence when entering information into any of your systems. Instead, use this time to verbally confirm the information or to keep the customer updated on where we are in the process.